USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden signed the Safer Communities Act before leaving for Europe on Saturday. It's the most significant piece of legislation passed by Congress to address gun violence in three decades.
Their message to us was do something. I don't know how many times I heard that. Just do something. For God's sake, just do something. Well, today, we did.
$13 billion has been allocated by the law, most of which will help to boost their mental health programs and school security. It will expand background checks for people ages 18 to 20, and it will close the so-called boyfriend loophole, among other items. Biden landing in Munich on Saturday for G7 meetings before traveling later on to Madrid for a NATO summit. His focus will be on how to lower food and gas prices and how to keep the allies united against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new detail has been revealed in the murder case of Gabby Petito. USA Radio's Tim Burke reports that her fiancé, Brian Laundry, confessed to killing her in his notebook.
The confession note was revealed Friday as the family's attorneys met with the FBI. Laundry writes he thought he was being merciful and described the killing as taking away Petito's pain. He wrote, "I panicked. I was in shock." Her parents are suing the Laundries, claiming they knew their son had killed Petito before her body was found. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell will be sentenced next week for her sex trafficking conviction last December. Seven women who claimed that she helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking the judge to consider their pain as a factor in punishment. Maxwell faces at least 30 years in prison for what she did. Wall Street winning for a second week out of 12. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the FDA is thinking about a recipe change for COVID vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer, the latter company says a tweak it did to their formula is safe and effective against Omicron variants. The federal agency hopes a modified booster could provide better protection against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. An early Saturday morning shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway, prompted that country to raise its terror threat level. Investigators identified the suspect, a 42-year-old citizen originally from Iran, expressing concerns it had as early as 7 years ago that he was radicalized and is part of an unspecified Islamist network. At least two people are dead and 10 others were injured in the attack. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant despite his Conservative Party losing two special elections recently and surviving a no-confidence vote before that.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during a lockdown have tainted his brand. A Washington, D.C. woman left the city to care for her elderly mother at the end of February. When she asked a friend to check on her Jeep, she found out it was towed from a marathon route, then towed again to an impound lot because of rush hour rules. It was ultimately crushed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.